stay the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane all through the rain, kept my control.
WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. This is a band called The Hives.
You got it.
All right, WMFO in Medford, 805. That was the late Warren Zevon with Even a Dog Can Shake Hands. Warren Zevon's one of those guys that if you just listened to commercial radio, the only songs you would know that he had done were probably Werewolves of London, and that might be about it. Maybe Excitable Boy. But back when, obviously, when Warren was around and kicking, I saw him 3 or 4 times, and he was a very talented guy. I saw him solo, just him and a piano and a guitar. I saw him with a band, and I think he was very underrated. And great songwriter. Kind of a dark sense of humor, I think you could certainly say. But that was off of a CD that was he kind of made a comeback with. And it had the hit off it, not hit, but the song that you would maybe hear on the radio was Sentimental Hygiene. But Warren was, I liked him a lot. That was his Yvonne song. And The Hives opened up with 1,000 Answers. It's 8:06. Going to play a song now by Teenage Bottle Rocket, who have a show that I'll be going to at the Middle East on September 7th. I think that might be, I don't know, next Thursday or something. But this is Teenage Bottle Rocket. I know that you've been hurt before. That was Gaslight Anthem with the Patient Ferris Wheel off the 59 Sound. Before that, Dwight Yoakam with In Another World. That came off Secondhand Heart. The Ramones, of course, with Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. And Teenage Bottle Rocket with Without You. As I said, they're playing the Middle East on the 7th. I've seen them two or three times. I'll be at that show. They're a fun band to go see. I'm going to play a song now by Weekend Friends, who I hope to have in here next Tuesday. And just a word about to local bands who are trying to get music to local stations like WMFO. It's best to find a DJ that you might think likes your music and get that directly to them. Because otherwise, if you just send it to WMFO Music Department, it generally gets placed into the system, which means it won't get played a whole lot. The system is basically for use when there's not a live DJ here, and it just has a rotating songs, as it were. So unless you get it to a DJ directly, it's either going to be put on a shelf somewhere and probably not played, or end up in the system, which is not the best alternative. But anyway, this is Weekend Friends. This is off their EP called Crushed. And here we go.
Themselves. A blue-eyed girl playing in the sand. I'd been on a trail for a little while, but that was the night that she broke down and held my hand. A teenage rush, she said, ain't we all just runaways? We got time, that ain't much. We can't wait till tomorrow. You gotta know that this is real, baby. Why you wanna fight it? It's the one thing you can't choose.
bear with me here for a minute. Don't we all like different kinds of music? I think most of us do. And so I know that my show bounces around a bit between... It's mostly steeped in rock and punk, but obviously I go off the path a bit and play something that... Not often that you... I might play, like, Johnny Cash against, like, Rancid, which you're not going to get on too many stations. And even back in the day, the favorite stations I probably listened to were BCN when it was good and WFNX. And even those guys, though, were kind of locked in. So, I mean, it's all commercial radio is pretty much like that. So I appreciate people that hang... I mean, it's only an hour show. It's not the reason I only have an hour show, because an hour is a long time to listen to a radio. And I want to say thanks to people that put up with the waves, as you will, that sometimes occur in my shows. Like I played Dwight Yoakam, played the Ramones, Teenage Bottle Rocket. Those are three people you don't usually see, groups you don't usually see put together, I would think, in one show, never mind back to back to back. But I think people like different styles. I hope they do. I do. And I pretty much play music, obviously, that I like. And I don't have it geared to one particular genre. Anyway, enough of that. I'm going to play something by Justine and the Unclean, who have a new release coming out. They have a couple dates, too. I don't have them right now, but obviously I'll get them as they approach. She's a real nice kid. And it's going to be a rum bar release. And so this is something by Justine and the Unclean.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Better man, I do what I can to be a better man.
That was Carissa Johnson with You Lost You. She has a video for that song. You can catch it either at her website or on YouTube. Before that, we had the Backseat Angels with To Be a Better Man. Justine and the Unclean with Passive Aggressive Baby. It's 8:46 WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar here. I'll be back one more time to say bye, but right now this is Honey Chain, who also have a video out for this song that I'm about to play.
What? She's waiting at the bus stop patiently, just to try to get home. And she has to play music in her ear so the boys will leave her alone. But one guy, he just won't listen, and he tries for a little touch. So he's gonna get a fist right in his face, 'cause this girl, she's had enough. And she never gives a reason, never says why, and the boys don't understand. She don't want a man.
All right, that's going to about do it. That was Shonda and the Howlers with She Don't Want a Man. Another Rumbar Records release came out this year. Disc is called Trouble. Before that, the Jim Jones Review with High Horse. Honey Chain, There Goes That Girl Again. They're out of L.A. As I said, they have a video for that song that just came out. The name of that CD is Crushed. We have two Crushed CDs today. We had Weekend Friends is also named Crushed. Just realized that. All right, I'm going to close with something by Bob Mould. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Voices in My Head.